Can the Dolphins win a chip with Tua?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I feel well, like damn, I didn't know you was a guest.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
OG's back in the building.
Yes, sir.
We got the Miami Legends in the building.
Yes,
now
sir.
We got
yes,
the
sir.
Heat and the Dolphins. We got yeah. it covered.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Appreciate you coming in, man. Xavien Howard, four-time Pro Bowl corner, the lockdown corner.
Yes, sir. Defensive player of the year.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should have got that. I should have got that.
All pro.
Yeah, I should have got that.
Yeah. We're going to forget all that. I just want to say I understand that, you know, things happen in business. I understand that more than anybody, but we appreciate you.
I appreciate
City
you.
City appreciates
oh, yeah.
you. You made us proud, brother. Thank you very, very much. Because I'm the motherfucker that gonna bet, brother. I think we got a chance or not. I'm that guy.
Real Miami.
I'm that guy.
You that dude for real.
Yeah. I'm that guy. I'm gonna take whatever it is. I'm gonna take it. I'm betting on the Dolphin. Whatever it is, the house. Bet it on the Dolphin.
Yes.
We doing that. So I appreciate you, dog.
No
thank
problem,
you.
Bro.
That's a good segue into because we've obviously seen stuff in the media. It sounds like we may be moving on from Miami.
For sure.
Talk to us a little bit because I know the fans, you know, obviously they're probably still betting on you coming back. But talk to us about how that free agency stuff's going. It's the first time you've seen free agency.
Yeah,
right?
First time.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So, a little nervous about it. But, man, whatever God got in front of me, man, I'm willing to take that role to go with it. But it's cool, man, to be a free agent right now. And really, I'm excited about just feeling like being wanted from teams and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
That's
you know, right now, I've been here 8 years, and, you know, I haven't seen nothing else. So that's the little nervous part. But just a fresh start. I said I needed that, though. I've been saying that probably a couple of years. I need a fresh start somewhere because it's like I'm to the point I'm getting older, and I'm not getting younger. So I'm to the point I like my goal is win the Super Bowl.
As and, it should be.
That's what I'm thinking about right now. Just thinking about a Super Bowl, a team that can go to the Super Bowl.
Well, I know UD was hoping to be here, but we also understand this side of it. He played 20 years, I played 17 years.
Man.
Like taking advantage of opportunities and sometimes just going out and getting uncomfortable. Like
yeah.
free agency is uncomfortable,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
like you
yes.
start really learning about the business and what the business actually entails,
yeah.
right? Like you see it this year.
Right.
So just, you know, obviously UD can preach on a little more, but you did a hell of a job 8 years here, man. So we're
then,
wishing them the best of summer.
And appreciate obviously that, once you get older and different things start to be important to you.
Yeah.
Different things start to matter. Like as you were younger, it's like get your money.
Money.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I need that. I got to take care of moms. I got to take care of the old boy, whatever
right.
the situation may be. Now as you get to this point of your career, are there any specific teams or opportunities that you might be looking at and saying, okay, they might be one step away or
yeah.
whatever? Because I know, like you said, it's about a championship
sure.
now.
Yeah.
I remember before when you was going through your situation, I didn't even know you, but I DM you. Get all your money.
Right.
Get all your
you
money.
Definitely
That's
said
first
that.
Thing. I didn't know you, but I DM get right. all your money, dog. But now it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten, you know, the All-Pro, you've gotten the Defensive Player of the Year, you've achieved all these individual things. So that championship, you said that's important to you now.
Right.
So are you willing to focus on maybe not the money as much now?
For
and,
sure.
And focus on just getting that championship and
for
not sure. really taking that much?
Yeah, for sure, man. Me and my agent, we always talking about it and stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, I'd rather take a pay cut to a team that's going to go further in the playoffs, though. Like, I got my money and stuff like that. Like, I'm to the point, like, how much money do you really need, though? Mm-hmm. And it's like, like I said, my goal is always try to win a Super Bowl. And it's like, don't let the money get in the way to win a Super Bowl. Because it's like, some people get paid. And some people win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Some people do both.
Yeah.
You do both, so you
yeah.
different.
You're right.
And that's like, I want to be different, man. I want to yeah. win a Super Bowl now. So I already got paid. So now that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm happy you brought that up because it's always a topic of conversation in sports overall about, you know, a ring culture.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, people that didn't get a ring and does that make them not as good or their career not as accomplished? I'm happy I got a ring. I'm mm-hmm. thankful I got a ring, but I don't judge somebody who went for something else or something else was more important to them at
right.
that time.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't judge people for that, but I think we get in a lot of conversations where I think people want to throw the people that didn't get a ring or didn't have the opportunity to get a ring, to kind of throw those people under the bus and just kind of dismiss their careers a little bit. Yeah, I'm a ring guy, but I don't want to dismiss nobody's career and the work that they put in.
Yeah.
A lot of people put in work out here, killer,
for sure,
that ain't got rings.
Yeah.
On top of that shit, though, you got to also understand it takes a lot of luck and a lot of time in, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Rings just don't happen. That's what I was going to say to you. Like, you might be willing to take less, but it also got to be the, you know, I mean, like, there's nothing guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you got a small window to make the money you can make.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to juggle those things. And I'm sure you guys will do that this offseason. Like I said, it's going to be fun for you because it's the first time you get to be a free agent. You get to hear certain numbers from different teams. Mm-hmm. You can almost be your own GM. That team's built for it. But then injuries have to take place, right?
Yeah, like, for sure.
So the thing with football, man, is like we're basketball dudes, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of look at it like three or four people can change a team.
Right, yeah.
In football, three or four people can't really change a team.
Yeah.
I mean, like now you can do certain things to elevate the team. But you can get a stop on defense. Now your offense gets the ball with 2 minutes left. They got to go down and score.
And you get a lockdown.
You went down win the Super Bowl and you took the last money. I'd be like, what the hell?
Hey, you get a lockdown corner, though, you can change it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you get a lockdown corner, you can change it.
I know you can, but then the motherfucker over there still got to go down and get seven.
No, they definitely got to get it. Because, man, being here, man, like I feel like I had to make plays on defense to score touchdowns and stuff like that to get the team going, though, like in my career here, though.
Yeah.
But last year, it wasn't that, though. It wasn't that. I don't know why I couldn't do it. It was a different system I was in.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the system that I was in with Flores and them. It was like I knew for sure the ball was coming my way because they forced the ball my way so I could make my plays. But now it was just my whole career I've been a press corner, and it was a different scheme. I was playing off most of the time, and it was like that wasn't the thing that I'm good at. Like, if I'm good at something, why you won't let that player just be good at what he's doing, pressing?
Yeah,
why you trying to switch it up? It's damn, you're eight.
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't speak on football. But that shit blows my mind, though. Like, it really
defensive player of the year?
Huh?
Defensive player of the year, got that bad, like, big plays.
I can just equate it to basketball, and at the end of the day, I do the same shit. Like, this dude did X, Y, and Z at this place. That's why we paid him over here.
Right.
Well, that's why he was a Pro Bowler over here. That's why he was an All-Star over here. Why are we going to change it up? I don't understand that. Like, that shit blows me, man. Like,
it's different coordinators, though. I feel like it's different coordinators.
I'm going to tap into that because, like, you guys had a coordinator. And when he left, he said some weird shit. I ain't really quite understand why he would say that.
Hold on, dumb this down for me now.
And Jalen Ramsey, well, he kind of hinted at the guys really enjoying the nightlife a little more than
and
they enjoyed.
And who's this guy?
The defensive coordinator that left here.
Which was?
He ain't with us no more, so I don't know his name.
Okay. We ain't speaking of
names. I only speak on the Dolphins coaches. I don't know his name. He ain't with us no more. When he was with us, I knew his name.
He ain't got a name.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he's not here no more.
I don't know.
Whatever his name is, he said that they was focused more on hanging out and being in the streets than playing football. Now, with that being said, if he did have to say that, why you ain't say that while you was here?
Yeah.
Why you wait till you leave to say that? That's the shit we don't go for.
Man.
But secondly, like, is you can speak on that. You was there. I don't know.
I feel like it's BS, agree. Though, because it's like, bro, at the end of the day, like, we human beings.
Hmm?
We're not going to be perfect. Like, we can enjoy our life. Like,
yes.
We get paid to just
as
we
you
get
should.
Paid to do our fucking job.
As you should.
So we're going to do our job. Like, we winning games. We was doing the shit the right way. But it's like, bro, we also want to enjoy our life, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this a small window. Like, we taking advantage of it, but it's like we also got to enjoy our life. We just can't be football 24/8. Cause it's like, bro, people got families. People want to go out to eat, enjoy shit. People want to go out club, do their thing.
I like
in
that.
In this Miami
eight.
Lifestyle,
24/8. I like that. Not 24/7, 24/8.
Again, I can only put it back into basketball stuff. That's why Hubie Brown was elite at what he did. Coached me. His whole thing was, man, if it don't affect 7 o'clock, if it don't affect noon on Sunday, or 1 o'clock on Sunday, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, did I show up and do my job or not? It's easy to see on tape now.
Mm-hmm.
I got the most interceptions. Did I do my job? Man, I'm going to Tootsie's.
Hey, man, I had a Dolphin defense on my fantasy. Boy, it was a couple games where y'all toe asses up.
Bro.
Up to my 30, 40. You know how hard it is to get? First of all, you start with 30 points on your defense with fantasy. So if you end the game with 30 or 40
Damn.
Points, that's like unheard of. Like, it was games where these motherfuckers, the defense was winning games for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they was partying at, but that shit was working.
Did they keep doing it?
I don't know where they was partying at, but that shit was working because the defense was winning games for me, dog.
Hey, don't fix it, huh?
Straight up, the defense was winning games for me, dog. Like, you and Ramsey and, you know, Watkins, and it was just, y'all was winning games for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to get you to speak on that because obviously I'm a fan, and I understand that, goddamn, this city is undefeated now.
Yeah.
Streets will take you out here.
Yeah, definitely.
For
will.
Sure. Now, you got to have some balance. You got to balance that out because you'll tip over and fall out of there, motherfucker. So, you got to have
gotta
some balance.
You got to understand, it's wild out here, man. Like you said, you definitely got to have some balance, man. You got to know you got your job first, then your second.
Yeah, y'all did y'all thing. So, I wanted you to speak on that because I ain't believe that.
Oh yeah, it's BS, man. You can't do
that. You can't respect it if you say it when you gone. Yeah, you said it while you was here.
Right.
That's just my take.
And we still young too, though. Like some guys still young on the team. Yeah. Of course, guys gonna want to enjoy their life.
Everybody ain't married. Yeah. Everybody ain't got kids. Right. That's just something you got to understand. I had to understand that as an OG. Like everybody ain't gonna do what I do.
Right.
And that's respect. As long as your ass show up and time to work, you ready.
You born and raised here, you understand it though. But people coming from Texas or Cali, it's a totally different lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like you said, it can suck you in. Spit your ass out.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Come on, man. Who doesn't want to do that? With NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Whether it's tournament season or a fight for the playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of the year. Get in on the excitement. Get in on the action with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your latest hoops knowledge into some serious cash, bro. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from NBA and NHL to the League of Legends and everything in between. You can pick LeBron James, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham, all in the same entry. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code OGs for your first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more or pick less. It's that easy. We all know life can be crazy sometimes. It is for all of us. But one person's negligence can result in another one's settlement. So when you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions. You can hit up Morgan & Morgan. They'll fight to get you those millions. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Life is hard. Hiring Morgan & Morgan? Now that's easy. Too easy. Making a three with just one shoe on in the NBA Finals? Now that is hard. Hiring a Morgan & Morgan? That's easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free. I said that right. It is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/theogs or dial #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/theogs or #529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement. Speaking of Texas, Houston might not be a bad look for you this summer.
Hey, listen now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen now. H-Town. Shout out Andre Johnson, my dog. Miami High Stingaree. Hall of Famer. Shout out, homie. Much love. But the Texans. Oh, yeah. From Houston.
From Houston.
Where that? Because I played home my whole career. Would you like to have the opportunity?
I would love to do that, man. Especially back at home, the crib. And I wouldn't say I've always been a Houston, Texas fan. But this offseason, I'm a very Houston, Texas fan.
Hey, listen. Like, hey,
I've been had it tatted on me, though. But listen. I even got Houston Rockets and the Texas tatted on me. But,
really? The Houston Rockets. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to touch
on it. I'm from the crib, so it was only right.
Yeah, but damn.
I'm sure you got Miami Dolphins tatted on you.
That man got Dolphins.
In the heat.
That man got Miami.
You know what?
You're right then.
Because I was about to say the Texans ain't won nothing in a while, but the Dolphins ain't either. So I'm going to leave that alone. You know what? Even swap, no swindle. Everybody cool. I'm going to leave that alone.
Hold on. What'd you say?
Even swap, no swindle. Everybody cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't say nothing.
Even right. Swap, no swindle.
Everybody cool. He
I got to use that one,
right.
Man.
He absolutely right. We ain't won shit with the Astros now.
Yeah, Astros been doing their thing.
Ooh, that goddamn Altuve and them boys.
Bro, they different.
They something special over there. You know I watch baseball like that, killer digit.
That's because you kid
play. Look at that. I surprised you.
Stop. You be throwing some jams out there that shocked the shit out of me.
I surprised you.
OG for real, man.
No, yo, OG for real.
So the Texans, though, so that's a realistic option?
Yeah, that's definitely a realistic option for me, man. They got a hell of a quarterback over a young guy.
Yeah,
rookie
year. Stroud.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Yes, sir. He helped me win fantasy, too. Appreciate you, boy.
Man, they did their thing
Nick
over
Collins.
There. Yeah,
y'all Collins. Y'all took care of me.
They got a little Tank over there, too, though.
Yes, he still got hurt.
Man,
yes,
he's special,
nice, too.
Man. Little small guy. He's
Dalton
special,
Schultz
though.
Just got signed Adult. Back.
Yeah.
They're going to be all right.
That's a tight end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's smooth.
No, but if it's to me, again, I love watching football. I don't know the ins and outs of it at all as far as what that looks like. But if it's what you were talking about earlier, though, it gives you a chance. Like, they're good.
Yeah,
they're so good. You know, and that's something that you don't have to necessarily win a championship or Super Bowl year one.
Yeah.
But if you build into it, they give you the money that you deserve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you've earned.
Yeah.
And now you have a chance to build into it because they're going to be knocking at the door. There's no question about it. Like I said, that's one you get your job, you do your job on one end, you get your stop, you feel really, really comfortable handing that big thing over to CJ.
Oh, for sure.
Like, okay, go win this one.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And they got a defensive guy coaching.
Yeah.
D'Amico
yeah.
Ryan.
That's what I
they
like.
They got a defensive guy
I
head
love
coaching.
A defensive
D'Amico
head coach,
Ryan
bro.
Was with San Francisco when yeah. he was tearing shit up, which yeah. they still tearing shit up defensively. But D'Amico Ryan came from San Francisco, and now he's over there with the Houston Texans. Also a player coach type of guy. Like, yeah. guys we can relate to. Guys you want to go fight for and go to war for.
But
so
the
they got a good
part?
Opportunity over there.
Brian Flores was like that, bro.
I liked it, Flores. Like, I missed Flores.
He get all the this and that in the media, though. But, bro, he was a player coach guy, though. But it was like he came from the Patriots. So it's like he seen greatness from the
yeah.
GOAT.
Yeah.
So it's like it's his standard, like how he hold guys around that's our team, the Dolphins on that time. Like he held everybody to a standard.
Yeah.
Like me and Flores probably wasn't no buddy-buddy this and that, but I respect him.
Yeah.
That's
how
all
he
that
came
matters.
In there. Yeah.
That's
how he came in there every day. He approached every day the same way. No matter who you is, he gonna chew your ass out if you ain't doing something right. And he ain't gonna dap you up if you're doing something good. Yeah. You supposed to do that. Don't worry about it.
Crazy thing.
Tough
is
love.
Crazy thing is we never met, but we had, I don't know if it was a mutual friend, but I had actually had Coach Flores' number and we would text from time
yeah.
to time and just minor conversations. And I actually wanted to have an opportunity to come speak to the team again. But I came and speak to the team a while ago.
Yeah.
Before you got there, but I wanted to come back and speak again, but I never really had the opportunity. Things didn't work out with Flores, but we had like a little minor, you know, conversation from
man,
time to time
guy.
About trying to get by and just have conversations with the team and just
yeah.
speak on my journey, leadership, and different things like that.
Yeah.
So I definitely not surprised to hear what you said about
it. Oh, yeah, great guy, man. Great guy.
I'm glad we talked about the Houston Texans, but we all know you're going to my team, the Minnesota Vikings. We'll call it a go. Thank you.
Is that an option?
Flo is over there, though. Flo over there. I'm just saying, Flo is over
Flo
there.
Flo is over there, the defensive
I mean,
coordinator,
talking,
there, right?
And they did their thing,
I mean,
though. Defense, I feel like defense did their thing last year at the
they
Vikings,
did.
Though, man.
They were
and it's
good.
Like the talent that they have, you're like,
yeah.
wow.
They were good.
So
yeah.
Do you have like a list? Because I saw something today I was paying attention with Russell Wilson, and he's got like these teams he's going to visit. Like, how does that work? Do y'all fill out a list? Or do your agent come and be like, okay, this is what's available. These are the things we need to look at. Like, this is your first time,
yeah,
but how has it been going so far?
Say the truth, I won't really find out until like April or something like that. But it's like the teams that I seen on the social media was the Detroit, the Texans, the Vikings.
I like Dan Campbell too now.
Yeah.
I like Dan Campbell too now.
The crazy boy, he was with the Dolphins though.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I like
Dan. I remember we had Dan down here.
They say he running things over there like a military.
No more that I still remember his name.
That's right down the road.
They say he runs stuff like a military though.
Yeah, that's right though. That shit
works. Some people, I need that. It
worked.
You see it work. And it's like, I won't mind Detroit.
That shit worked.
Even though it looked cold like
that,
I won't mind Detroit.
Right
they got a team though, bro.
Vikings have to face you twice a year. I don't know about all that, Cole.
Yeah. Man. Hey, man.
How come when we spent 3 seconds on the Vikings, we talk about everybody else?
Whatever team
April.
I pick,
okay,
I got to make sure they have a quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But me and him just talking about, we ain't going
to
know until April.
Okay, well, we'll see.
So when you line up, because again, the football stuff amazes me, man. You sit up there, you're out there on that island. Who are the five toughest wide receivers you sit across and be like, damn.
This is a great conversation to have.
No question.
Man. I say Tyreek number one, I'm sorry.
Oof.
Tyreek Hill, he did it, bro. Cheetah. Devontae Adams.
Oof.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, okay.
Jamar Chase. He different, bro.
Yeah, his feet work.
He different. He different.
I like to say feet work.
Oh, yeah, I got to give it Justin Jefferson.
See, we're going
to
sneak some Vikings in this.
Yeah, for sure. But it's so many good elite receivers.
They are.
Bro.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy, though, but Justin Jefferson.
Does a lot of it have to do with the quarterback throwing the ball to him, though, too, right? Or no?
It do, but it's got – you got some guys that, like, can run some routes, though. Like, they some run some routes and reek, bro. He got one speed, bro, like – and it's
speed
every
down. Kills, right?
Speed kill. That's some shit you can't coach.
No doubt.
Like, I feel like, I'm like, I can hold my own, but I'm going to need some help, bro.
Yeah.
I can't run.
That
what are you
crazy.
Running? 4-2, 4-3, 24-7, bro.
Yeah,
I can't do
crazy.
That, bro. Like, I'm going to need some help.
Yeah,
see, I was an elite flag football player.
Okay.
And when a motherfucker come at me full speed and give me the old freaking Watusi, I'd be done.
Said,
so
be done.
I'm trying to figure out, like.
Ain't nobody guarding that, man.
So, but what I'm saying, like, when they come a full speed, like, Tyreek.
Yeah.
I mean,
on you too, though.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But I got to imagine, though, like, I'm forcing him one direction. I don't care what happens. Is that what's happening or no?
Man, he beating that angle.
Easier
though.
Said than done,
beating
man.
That angle though.
I don't know. That's what I'm done. Saying. I don't know. I don't want to be there. I'm not.
I mean,
just shoot your shot, man. Yeah. You miss it.
Try to get you. Try to get a jam and maybe slow him down. Right. But if you miss, your ass is toast.
Your ass is grass.
Defensive lineman get to the quarterback. Yeah,
man, praying they get to him.
Your best friend's defensive line.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You always played DB because like in high school was you ever? Because I know a lot of guys get moved.
Really? Yeah, I was a quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, I was quarterback for probably my last 2 years in high school. Then I end up going to Baylor as an athlete. Then they end up moving me to cornerback.
Wow.
Yeah.
So sometimes, do they say this, because they know, like, when sometimes if you go from quarterback to cornerback, did you have a mental advantage? Like, understanding the game from the other side? Because as a quarterback, you know what you're looking for. Like, I tell people all the time, I wasn't a scorer. But I can tell you how to score because I know what I didn't want to face.
Right.
I know what I didn't want somebody to do to me. I was a defender.
He didn't
want to
face me.
He said he didn't want to face me.
He was a shooter. I ain't had no business out there anyway. Damn. He was a shooter. I ain't had no business out there anyway.
Right.
But I wasn't a scorer, but I could tell people what to do because I know what I didn't want somebody to do when I was guarding.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So from the other side of it, once you got the DB, you think you had one up on the corner on the quarterbacks because you knew really what they were looking for, you knew what they were going to try to do?
Really just erasing it and just going on to the next play because, man, I went to a high school in the hood. They didn't really teach me much, you know, just being an athlete.
Get out there and go.
Yeah, get out there and go.
Make
so
plays.
That's really was probably just moving on to the next play. But as I got older and really understand the game, because I got to a point where we had Adam Gase. I used to go upstairs, like probably during the offseason, and just meet with him and be like, hey, what you think about this? How they coming at me like this? Like, what can I do better than this and that? And I always just been a student to the game, trying to learn what the opposite team quarterback, what they're trying to do to me.
You know, I had Adam number two. I was kind of on the staff with y'all. You ain't know it. I just talked to Adam too, actually. I was on the staff, and they didn't even know it.
Oh, yeah,
you know
Adam Gase, man. Shout out to him, man.
You said, so being a student of the game, I ended up having an opportunity. I went out to the Chicago Bears practice, and I did training camp, and I spent some time with them one day. I came out of the yard practice. I came, actually, when Adam was there. Yeah, I don't know how y'all watch so much damn film. We watch film, but y'all watch film.
Man.
Like, y'all watch film. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we cut the lights off, and it's, like, 15, and somebody might be able to doze.
Yeah.
You ain't dozing in the film. When you get the receivers, when you go to film with the receivers, and you go to the film with the cornerbacks, you ain't dozing, though.
No.
But that's a lot of damn film. They watch. How can y'all watch so much damn film, dog?
Bruh, like, it's crazy, though.
How many hours of film do y'all watch, honestly? Real talk.
It depends. You got some guys go home and watch film too, though. It's before practice starts, some guys watch it. But it's like, we watch it with the coaches, okay. Then we go to practice, come back, break, come back. Like, bro, almost probably, I say probably like 10, 12 hours, bro, film. Then when you at home by yourself, I probably get like an hour, hour and 30.
Killer. It's unbelievable how much film they watch in a practice, in a training camp, in one day. It's unbelievable.
It's the cheat code too, though. But if you watch a film all day, like I watch film, but I'm like, man, I play cornerback, so they gonna have tendencies and stuff that they show. But it's like sometimes I don't want to just watch too much film because I don't want to be guessing. Be like,
yeah,
I seen this. This is exactly what they're about to do, and just start out there guessing because it's shit. I guess wrong. I'm touchdown.
Yeah. You gotta
I'm touchdown. So you got to make sure you know. Like most, I'm reacting to everything. Like. Cornerback, you react to everything the receiver do. So I just trust my reactive skills on whatever the receiver doing and stuff like that. And sometimes I probably take like 3 or 4 plays that I knew for sure that they was going to run, and I take advantage of the opportunity.
You bite on it.
Yeah.
So get it.
Again, for people at home, I know nothing about this, but but for me, the cornerback is the most lonely, difficult position in football.
For sure.
Not even close.
Man, it's different on that island, man.
Yeah.
That's why you get paid a lot of money, man, because it's like –
Man, listen, that's a brutal job. If you're starting a team, though, all right, now you're a GM.
Mm-hmm.
Is the most important position the quarterback position?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
Damn.
Because I hear people all the time, like coming up in the draft, right? The draft's coming. Okay, you put the Bears. They always talk about resetting and trade Justin Fields and blah 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 and go get Caleb Williams. We can have our opinions on that, but what I'm saying is, like, some people say, well, go get an average or go get a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
And then give yourself an average quarterback, you have a chance.
For sure.
Other people say, go get you a star quarterback and then try to figure it out. So I'm curious if it's like to me, that's – obviously, you look at it, the champion this year again, it's Mr. Goat himself.
I just about to say that, Mahomes, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the man. Like,
yeah,
there's no
the
denying
man.
It. And so it's like it's hard to argue that fact if it ain't the quarterback. Because before that, it's Brady.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so
But they made players better around them, though.
100%. Yes. No. Yeah. That's why I asked you before on the wide receivers. Does the quarterback play a big role in that? Because when you're naming the top five guys, shitloads of talent.
Yeah.
All those guys, I don't want to see none of that.
Yeah.
But the quarterback make them better? I mean, obviously they do. But
yeah.
So if you're starting a team, is the quarterback position one that we need? Like when you're looking at free agency this summer.
So it depends on how the receivers, what type of receivers you got, yeah. I feel like that.
Okay.
Running back going to help out a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's like what type of receivers you got. That's how you know what type of quarterback to draft, though.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm over here. I feel like, damn.
But quarterback, it depends. If you got some average receiver, you got to get a good quarterback.
I'm on Berman and ESPN right now. So tell me why the running back position is getting, like, they're getting valued the way they're getting valued. Yeah. But they're talking about, I don't know if I want to pay a guy $10-11 million. Yeah. You're talking about it's a huge value add. That to me, I don't know. I mean, I grew up watching quarterback mm-hmm. or running backs. You know, yeah. like that was the shit. Yeah. But I'm old.
It's the game. It changed, and you know, I think in longevity, I like the running backs. It ain't that, like, their career don't be that long, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's in their primes. Like me, I'm thinking, like, if I'm a running back coming out first round and stuff like that, I feel like they should get paid early, bro. Yeah. Because it's like, they career is not that long at the running back position, mm-hmm. and running the ball, depending on if your team run the ball, throw the ball a lot, and it's like wear and tear, bro, on your knees, bro. Right. And you a running back.
No, they take a lot of pounding.
They take a lot of pounding, bro. And it's like, you ain't got the right quarterback, it's they gonna do run a damn ball. And it's like
one thing I will say, and I'm gonna go back to the running back thing, is what I've noticed have teams been doing is saying, let's pay an offensive lineman.
For sure.
Because depending on who we put back there, as long as we got a good offensive line,
they
also should be successful. Aaron Rodgers.
When you look at situations where the first running back go down, unfortunately, the first couple of games, and then the backup come in and rush for 1,000.
Yeah.
And then they saying, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the business side.
That's what make a running back.
That's the business
front,
side. So
the front make a running back.
I'm not taking away from the talent of the running backs because they're extremely talented.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, the window is short. And they saying as long as we play the line and we got a great line, you know.
We can put anybody back there.
We can put different people back there. Now, I don't agree with that because, like I said, you got Saquon Barkley and people like that. That shit is crazy what they do.
Different.
Like, they different. They deserve every time.
There's still levels to it for sure. You get a quarterback back there that spins it, man. Like, that opens up that running game too now.
Yeah.
I agree. And a lot of times these guys got to be multifaceted. They got to be able to run, and sometimes you can keep them in the backfield for third downs. We ain't trying to. We want to pay you all this money. We ain't trying to pull you out on third down. We want your ass in here 1-4.
1-4.
1-4, Jack, and then 5 if we got another one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I understand both sides of it, but I do think these guys deserve their money while they can, because once again, it ain't guaranteed either.
Like,
they'll take your shit
guaranteed.
And cut you quick in the NFL, which is crazy to me.
Yeah. Cutthroat business, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's what we signed up for, though, man.
Hey,
that's why you got to get your bread.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
You take the cutthroat all with it. There's bad, good, and everything, but there's way more good in this business.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, yeah,
for sure.
More good
You're right
business.
About that.
Another question I was looking at, like, so in basketball, we just in all our podcasts, we talk about the defense in basketball, because of the rules, have changed how much they score. Has the defensive rules in football really help the offense?
They want more scoring.
They definitely do. They want more scoring, man. It's like back in the days, like I look at the cornerbacks, bro, they used to choke
Revis Island.
Oh yeah, Revis, that's my favorite
buddy.
Really? Him and Champ Bailey.
Wow.
Yeah,
Champ Bailey.
Legends, though.
Champ Bailey was
Champ
different,
Bailey
bro.
Was a boss.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love this game, bro. But it's you can't really do much with the receivers, man. It's like they want more scoring. Like that's what sell tickets. That's what get people excited. Like
same
scoring
thing
touchdowns.
Basketball, same
yeah,
shit.
And it's like it's hard playing on defense because it's like at the end of the day, they want you to protect the quarterback.
Yes.
That's number one. Protect the quarterback.
Yes.
Like I seen guys in my career get hurt trying to protect the quarterback.
Though. Yes.
And it's like God damn. Like even with Kareem Jackson, like they fined him a couple times because of how he hit.
Yeah,
but it's like bro, like how you want me to protect myself and protect him? One of us got to go.
All the same
team.
Tell the quarterback don't throw the damn ball
team.
Like that.
All the same time, you're going full speed.
Full speed, bro. Like
if you don't, get that hit, everyone's gonna be booing your ass.
Yeah, for sure. Get him out of here.
Tom Brady made a great point. Is like that was part of what you were scheming for when you was playing against teams.
Yeah.
Like I knew not to throw the ball across the middle,
right?
Ray Lewis gonna kill somebody.
Yeah.
So I knew not to even look that way.
Yeah.
Like, so this is part of just the intimidation factor, the mental part of the game is understanding, like, I don't want to throw the ball here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they taking that part out of it too. So even somebody from a perspective of Tom Brady, who was offensive player, you know what I'm saying? He still got to speak on that, and he spoke on it as being a little too soft and a little too touchy feely too. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man. We might as well just turn to 7-on-7, man. At the end of the day,
you're right.
It's funny how like the NBA and NFL, because we said up here, they've kind of taken the same growth pattern. The offenses. Like, everyone's bitching in the NBA about their scoring too much. They're taking the defense out of the game.
Right.
They ain't taking the defense out of football. They're still hits, but it's not like it used to be.
Right.
What leads me to the question, like, I know you're a basketball dude. Like, I was going to ask you, you're a basketball dude, but then I came across this clip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we saw you.
Oh, yeah.
I seen
you
hit him with
it. You were getting to it. I was surprised. You were getting to it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm doing right there. Oh,
you know you put him in a blender with his ponytail flat.
Oh, no, I was getting some buckets, man.
That's my favorite. Yak him? Come here.
I think that's Gump League, man.
Stay there.
Shout out to Gump League, man.
Gump League. Stay there. Yeah. Like, that's elite town out there.
Man, that was my first love, basketball, bro.
For real?
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, when I first went to high school, I ended up. My ninth grade year, I was hooping. Then some of the guys knew I played football in Little League, and they wanted me to get on the field. Like, so I got on the field probably my 10th grade year. I wasn't even playing, bro. And they had me in, like, number 86, bro. They was treating me like a scrub out there.
They gave you 86.
Yeah, then I had to earn my way up there. Then I ended up becoming the starting quarterback.
Bro,
I'm talking about football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I came on the field, they ended up putting 86 on me. I'm like, bro, y'all, I'm going back to this court, bro.
They threw you 86. I went back to
86, bro. I'm like, fuck no, bro.
Speaking of basketball, you got a little investment going on.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball. You got a little money in here.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta Hawks, man. Atlanta Hawks. I ended up getting on that deal. One of the guys, Craig Brown, my accountant, like, he represents a bunch of guys. And a baseball guy ended up telling him about the deal, and a couple of guys ended up investing in it.
I love baseball guys, man.
Oh, yeah,
We talked about it with my trainer.
I wish I could have played baseball.
We talked about my trainer. My trainer. You know what?
Damn.
He ain't never lied, boy.
What?
He ain't never lied, boy. I'm
y'all all right. Y'all all right.
Basketball, all right.
Yep,
bro. Yeah, but I trained with the baseball guys over at Bomberitos. We talked about that earlier. Yeah. And I actually got along with baseball guys great. They smart.
Yeah.
We got good conversation. Like, they're some of the coolest people to be around.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, they're real cool dudes.
So going back to basketball, though. So you grew up, you love basketball.
Yeah.
So do you, anyone else on the team down here, y'all go bump, do anything, go play at all? Or how does that work for football? Because me and DD in offseason, we're going to play football, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, some guys be hooping around. Like, some guys, crazy part, some guys don't even work out. They just hoop all day because it's like, man, you running up and down the court. Like, that's really your workout, though. Yeah. But some guys be doing it. I try not to stay away from it because I had a lot of knee injuries, so I ain't got time to be on that court playing around. Man, I'm trying to get paid.
But you watch the NBA?
For sure.
Who's your favorite team?
I'm about to hold him accountable.
Bro, I really ain't.
I'm about to hold you accountable, dog. Because
I really ain't got a team. I just like players.
Who's your player?
Bro.
Who's your player?
Oh, you don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
As hard as I cheer for you. As hard as I cheer for you. As hard as I cheer for you.
You be in there, though. You
don't do that to me.
You in there, bro.
Don't do that to me, dog.
You in there, bro.
Listen here, dog.
I be coming to y'all games, man. I support, bro. I support the team, bro.
You can't bully
I support the whole team.
I
support the whole team, bro. I got to, bro.
Give a show a little love, man.
I'm going to come to a game, man.
Outside the Hawks.
outside of the Houston
Rockets. Yeah.
Who's your player and who's your team?
Man, I like LeBron James. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
LeBron,
can't go wrong.
No, you can't
go
sure
wrong.
Can.
Oh, listen here.
Doing a long time.
We got a front row seat.
I wish I was here when I was playing, man.
Yes,
back in the day, man.
Let me tell you something.
I know Miami's crazy,
bro. We got two big LeBron James fans next
year. We got a front row seat.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You know it's special. Like how you say, Reek, you'll say, you know you're going to need some help.
Yeah.
We watch it sometimes in practice. We be going at it and everybody be hooping and the whole practice stop. You just do some shit that can't nobody in this world do.
Crazy.
When you see it, you just like.
Yeah. You messed me up. I seen the podcast when you said Dwayne Wade beat Brian 1-on-1.
That was one game.
One game?
That was one game.
First of all,
that was one game.
I seen
that.
I'm like, what?
That was one game.
First of all, I appreciate you tuning in.
Oh, yeah. I got you, man.
Thank you.
I got you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate
tune in Tuesday.
Listen.
Yeah.
Let me see this. That was one game.
Okay.
Everybody know who the best player in the world is.
For sure.
And to me, he still is.
Yeah.
I understand it's
hey,
a lot of young
bucks. Flash that motherfucker too now.
Huh?
D-Wade that motherfucker too now.
Yeah, and no, listen, but once again, that was greatness. That was iron sharpening iron.
Right.
No, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, somebody got
to
win.
I had a front row seat to, you know what I'm saying, witness greatness at its finest. So D-Wade won that particular game, but there were more games. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I seen all of them. I only saw them play that one time.
Okay.
But I'm sure they played more games, but I only saw them play that one time. And that one time I saw D-Wade won that game.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that people didn't quite understand, when they talk about who was the most important player on our team as opposed to who was the best player on our
Chris
team.
You said Chris Bosh, right?
Yes. LeBron was the best player on our team. Yeah. The most
on
important
planet
player,
Earth, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the best player on planet Earth. But mm-hmm. the most important player on our team was Chris Bosh because of the matchups he created.
Right.
See, a lot of times when Bron and D-Wade needed to get into that paint, they was attackers. You're talking about two guys that get downhill, get into the paint. Now when you got a guy like Chris Bosh who mm-hmm. can space the floor, that takes the five man away from the basket. Right. And that just allows LeBron and D-Wade to do their best version
yeah.
into that basket. So now, yes, Chris Bosh did start at the four for us, mm-hmm. but a lot of times we slide him to the five. So now when Bron and D-Wade get in that paint, we spraying to Chris. So
yeah.
you need that.
Easy.
For
yeah.
those guys to be their best version,
right.
Chris Bosh had to bring it all together. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying.
That's Coach Haslam.
The, yeah. best player, the best player in the world then and still is today is LeBron James, brother. No, hands down.
Hey, Anthony Edwards coming up too.
Buddy.
Bro.
Well.
He's different, bro.
We've been screaming
he
at y'all.
Different,
this
bro.
Is the face of the league right now,
bro,
in my
he
opinion.
Different.
Yeah, and like I say, it's very rarely do I'm, you know, see a young fella that just embody a lot of the things that, you know, I embody, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, but he and the leadership, the dog mentality, the you know, the just the have the mindset to, you know, have everybody 15 guys on one accord,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And 15 guys to think how you think and act how you act and just change the mindset of what they're doing in Minnesota, not
right.
just basketball wise, but just defensively and winning the game. Like, everybody out there feel like a dog, even if they ain't a dog.
Right.
But and
yeah,
is a
right
dog.
About that.
So I'm with a dog, so
yeah.
I act like a dog. And it just trickles down, man. I just
For
love
sure.
the way he's leading that team. So
and,
that's how I
And
sure.
What's this guy? I think Brunson. Is
Jalen
it Brunson point guard?
Man, bro, he give me nightmares.
I'm a point guard too, so I love his game.
Man,
bro.
Give me nightmares, man.
Man, he different, bro.
I don't know.
He came out of nowhere too, though, man.
Man,
I'm
the
like,
man
bro.
Got all the moves.
Yeah.
All the moves.
Yeah.
I tell you what, at the combine, would have ran a 7.5 42, but give you bucket.
Damn,
he give you
yeah.
everything you want.
Yeah, that's
man got
up,
all
man.
The games.
Yeah.
So yeah,
any I'm lefty, that's the hard man. I hate playing lefties.
I
got
to shout to my boy down the road to Orlando, Paolo Banchero coming too. Now y'all got to
oh,
start
yeah.
showing
yeah.
some love to my
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah. bad boy,
boy
like,
bad man.
I feel
though.
Like it's
like
Orlando. That's the only
I
thing.
I know.
That
we're starting to get there. We're fourth in the East.
Okay.
Okay. So
talk to us.
What you think, like? When you say Paolo and I fourth in the East and all that, so
oh, I'm gonna give you what I think.
Because I'm finna say you played here, Jack.
I know. I
okay, so what
too.
You? Okay, so what you saying?
I love both. I'm just telling you right now.
Eventually, you gonna have to pick a side.
Right.
We ain't gonna do it today.
I can't dang him. Well, yeah, assholes.
Okay, let's get back to the show then. Let me ask you this though: the Hawks or the Rockets? Because you got money
Gosh,
over there,
damn.
But
See,
your home
yeah.
is over here.
What I'm trying to tell you. You just want to pick up and leave?
Man.
The Hawks or the Rockets? You got money over here, but your heart is over here.
Bro.
I got an easy answer for you. Neither of them be there.
I like
Damn.
The Rockets.
Bow,
Damn.
Bow, bow,
They're not right now.
Why you threw shots like that?
Hold up. Atlanta going to be there.
If Trey
out,
get healthy.
Trey out.
If Trey, if Ice.
Trey out.
No.
Ice Trey,
no, Ice Trey is a mother.
Ice Trey,
no,
but the reality
bro.
Of the situation, he's going to be out for a while. I like DeAndre Murray. I like their team.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is, like, let's be honest. You think Atlanta Hawks are going to win a championship this year?
No,
the Houston
I
Rockets.
Said, I ain't, no, I ain't said that. But if he had,
like, choose. I watched the Rockets play. They got a young team.
No,
though.
They're talented as hell too.
Yeah,
both
they got
both
a young
of them
team
like that.
I feel like
agree.
If they get an old head over there, just get everything right though, everything in control. Because it's like, bro, you got Jalen Green. It's another guy, a young boy though. He like a rookie. He been snapping, bro.
A man, Thompson.
I'm trying to see what number he is.
A man, Thompson.
Oh, the young fella.
A twin. Zero or four.
Yeah.
His brother.
Yeah,
his
yeah. A, no, yeah, he different.
No.
Yeah, he different.
I'm telling you, I went and watched him play 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, in Memphis. That's where I live. And he's a menace, bro.
Yeah.
He impacted the game at every – you would fucking love him.
Man, he going to drive
like,
and finish,
oh,
boy.
Oh, he's an elite athlete.
Yeah.
He's on – like, it's stat line I was going to read right now, like 6-for-8 from the field, 14-9-8-7-4. It's ridiculous. And just a menace. Like, you get down here like, damn, he's got to be exhausted.
Well, they got another menace. My favorite player, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, Dylan
yeah.
Brooks.
I like him.
Oh, yeah.
I like Dylan Brooks.
And they got
Alper
Sengun.
Yeah.
That boy got
feet work.
Van Fleet.
That boy got feet
Jabari
work.
Jabari Smith. They got a young talent.
They got young talent, bro.
You draft
the
OG.
Exactly what the OGs talk about all the time. They need to add an OG in there that knows who he is. Because right now they got so many dudes at the same level trying to figure out, I need to get paid first.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Right? And so when you figure that, once you get there and everyone gets paid, well, you can't keep them all, so you got to make decisions.
Yeah.
Right? And then you got to add OGs in that know who they are and are happy with where they're at in life.
Yeah,
they play that all care about is winning a championship.
Yeah.
So now you'll sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why I say that winning a championship, man, like, one, for us on basketball, you're going to be playing with one of the greatest players on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's one. Like, if you look at the last 10 championships, yeah. they were top five players on planet Earth.
Yes,
at the time.
Yes.
And
yes.
then the rest of the guys need to be unselfish, sacrifice, and be great willing to be road dummies.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, that's where those teams got to get to that point. Same thing when I talk about Orlando. Miami just does it because their culture is that way. Like, you're forced to do that.
Yeah.
That's why they're great at it.
Oh, you won't be here.
No doubt.
Yeah. You get your ass up out of here. You got to get your ass up out of here. That's why it ain't for everybody. Like, you got to sacrifice as soon as you hit the dough down here.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit the door, because
you did it, shit. Everybody else got to do it.
Hell yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. No, that's the way you gonna win.
You don't even ask the question.
Yeah,
he said.
No, he said, "Killer, what you say?"
You don't even ask the question.
That shit is frowned upon down here.
Damn. You don't even ask the question. What's my role?
But man, that's the culture, man. You gotta, man. You gotta.
Yeah, what's my
fit
role?
In where you fit in at, man.
You ask the question, "What's my role?" Roll your ass back.
Hey, listen. Role definition is
role definition. Set in stone.
What? Yeah, you don't have a choice, Jack.
Damn.
You ever see those Heat guys on the streets?
No,
you be out of there now.
Oh, you talking me?
Yeah,
the young boys.
Really
not me. Don't me.
I really
don't
even see the young boys though.
Good.
Yeah, I don't see them.
I mean, I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
You did. Hey, listen. He takes
doing my job.
Yeah.
He gets. He gets. Like, feels appalled.
Well, what I will say is, you can enjoy your life, but I'm gonna just teach you how to move out here.
Yeah.
Once again, how you talked about, I ain't expecting nobody to be robots. Like, everybody ain't married with kids, so you got to go out here. You got to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You worked hard. This is an amazing city. You're welcome to come down here and enjoy the festivities.
Yeah.
But in certain places you better not be. Certain things you can't not be doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I make that known real clear, man. I mean, it ain't no coincidence, but, you know, since I've been a part of this franchise, you don't really hear about much going on off the court.
No, you don't
hear
about that.
You don't be hearing about nobody getting robbed.
Yeah.
You don't be hearing about nobody getting stuck up.
Yeah.
You don't be hearing.
You let them know where to go, huh?
You know, I'm going to tell you what not to be and what not to do.
And if something do happen, you need that special out here, man.
For sure. And if something do happen, call me.
Yeah.
I figure that.
Yeah.
Why don't they call me for
it? I figure that. Why don't call you? Because you ain't here to kill me. I'll
figure that shit out too.
You're an agent. There's only so much you could do.
You're right.
Yeah, you're an agent. There's only so much you could do.
We are a man of the people, so we're going to go to some fan questions because they can't wait to ask them.
What we say to the fan questions, Killer?
Man, it's very, very clear. Okay?
Please.
Do not DM us on some dumbass. Don't send some dumbass questions.
Please.
And by our answers, do not what?
It is not personal. Not be cussing us out about our opinion on something. We allowed to have an opinion.
And these questions are not our questions. They're from the fans. We want to we want to involve you guys in this. So we're going to ask the questions, but don't. The shenanigans got to stop.
It's got to stop. Please.
At SGJ Films, can the Dolphins win a chip with Tua?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like damn, I didn't know you was a guest.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
I feel like they definitely can do that, man. I feel like they definitely
listen,
want to
man. Fucking Ravens won with Trent Dilfer.
First of all, Tua is exciting now.
I know, but what I'm saying is the Ravens won with Trent fucking Dilfer.
Yeah.
So you gonna ask, can we win with Tua? Tua 10 times better than Trent. No disrespect to Trent Dilfer. No disrespect, OG.
No, we gotta take a timeout. We gotta take a timeout. I just said, don't come at me. That's not my question.
Okay, my bad.
No, that's
DJ. It's a dumbass question, Jack.
Okay, that's DJ Films.
No disrespect to the OG Trent Dilfer, man. But the Ravens won with Trent Dilfer.
Dumbass question. What you got in the little... Oh, here you go. I can't even read. That's too long of an at. Which receiver talked the most trash to you and then you lock his ass down? I added the ass.
Bruh. I don't even talk, so no receivers talk trash to me.
Really?
Do it be a lot of trash talking out there?
It do, though, but that's not me, though. I'm like, bro, what we talking for, bro? Let's just line this shit up and go, bro. Like, talking like I'm already tired. Like, what the fuck we still be talking about, bro? Like, bro, it don't make no sense to me. I hate when people talk. I'm like, bro,
man,
I ain't gonna lie. 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, he was talking to me, bro. He was like, you don't talk right. For what, bro? We playing football, bro. What's gangster about being on the field and we just talking shit to each other? No, bro.
That's the scariest shit when somebody don't say something back. Yeah, like, you just firing off shots at this motherfucker and he refused to respond. You're like, oh,
I'm
shit.
Like, bro, what? He's like, you don't talk. No. Then he ended up picking up fighting with Wilkins, though. He ended up talking shit to him and stuff like that. But that's not me, bro. I don't do that.
Christian Wilkins,
don't
man.
Talk, man.
Hey, listen here, Playboy. You just real quick.
Go get your money. Go get your money, Christian.
Watch it.
Hey. Love to have you, Jack. Even though you're from Boston, you used to come to our games and chill for the Celtics.
He did.
He did?
Yeah, I remember this.
That shit fired you.
I looked over at him. I said, hey, you with us. Yeah. But real talk, get your money, Jack. We would love to have you, dog, but you gave us everything you had. We have no quarrels and no love lost if you don't be a part of this organization. You gave us everything, dog. Handle your business as a man and do what you got to do. Thank you for everything if you're not a part of the organization anymore, because I'm one of those guys that I appreciate everything. Once again, like I told you, I know your future is somewhere else, but I appreciate you. So appreciate thank you, Christian. Bro. Appreciate you, dog, even though you cheer for the Celtics.
Great dude, man. Great dude, man.
This is a tough episode for you right now.
Yeah, it's tough. No, listen, I'm going to share the
You might about to cry. I'm about to cry. I see why you got the glasses on, man.
I'm going to share the thug today for sure, man. Nah, for real.
It's a tough episode for you as a Dolphin fan.
I ride by my team.
And he Dolphin down right now, too.
I watch y'all games in the helmet, bro.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I put a helmet on.
Hey, yo. Put a
Make sure y'all pull that up because it was on my Instagram. I watched y'all game with a helmet on, bro.
Damn.
My wife think I'm crazy.
I bet. For not just wearing a helmet, though.
Dang.
What is your opinion? Because this is a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on future of college football with the NIL and the transfer portal? Because it's getting crazy.
They're getting paid, man.
And they're getting paid.
But it's like with the transfer protocol, I'm thinking it's like back in my time, bro, we couldn't transfer nowhere else.
That's what I'm
saying. Your ass had to sit out 1 year or something like that. And it's like, it's teaching people how to
quit,
that's bro.
Right.
Like,
that's right.
Like, no, like, thug this shit out, bro.
Now there's
beat that man out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Then
yeah.
It feel like you can't beat him out, then you go somewhere else. Guess what? You can't beat him out. What you gonna do? Transfer again?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, it's making the kids weak, bro.
There's certain things in it that I'm okay with it.
I'm happy they're getting their money,
yes,
though.
Yes, I'm okay with some of the transferring when it's like a coach leaves or,
yeah,
like, because that was the whole argument, right? A coach can pick up and go get a new job and make $5 million a year. Why can't it? Well, if the coach recruited me, I have a relationship with that coach and he leaves, I get that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you, though. Like, if it's over playing time and recruits coming in, like, yo, so at some point, bro, you got to man up.
You got to earn that.
You got to come get it, man.
And the crazy part, I talked to my high school coach, and he was like, bro, it's like, recruiting-wise from high school guys, like, if you ain't a 4 or 5-star, you're not getting recruited from the big schools.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hurting the guys that's 2-stars, no-star. Because I wasn't a star when I came out.
Wow.
Like, Baylor ended up making a star, bro. Like, I probably was a 1-star, probably a half. Wow. And I ended up making it to Baylor and ended up took advantage of my opportunity and went far with it. But it's like, it's hurting a lot of guys. Yeah. Especially, I've been in that position. I know how it is, like, being under-recruited and stuff like that.
I mean, they're not developing talent anymore. They're just going to go to the portal.
But even on top of that, though, like,
then it's like, why pick somebody from high school?
Yeah,
I can just get
a
guy, 4-5-star.
I'm
going
to just go to the portal.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's what you're going to do. But I tell you, that's crazy, though, to me, because I was in college coaching for a little bit, and recruiting was way easier in college basketball. Like, but if I'm going to watch you play quarterback, and then I'm like, I can't put you as a 5-star cornerback. I've never seen you play quarterback.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, that, to me, like, the eyes that the coaches have, like, that'd be hard when you're watching a full football game in high school.
Right.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but you made something out of it. Coach, you're 1-star.
Yes,
Oh, yeah.
You're a 5-star free agent this summer, though. Let me be your agent. Well, who are we talking to?
He is actually an agent.
He say, who are you talking to?
Who are we talking to? I'm a 5-star. I got a 5-star quarterback right here. Talk to him.
I just got one question. And this is just my personal question. Anthony Richardson, another Gator.
Oh,
What you think about young fella?
Man.
I think he's going to be a stud.
No, I think he'll be a stud,
man. I know he had injury, but his athleticism,
injuries
come
with it, though, but his athleticism, like, he got everything you're looking for in a quarterback, though, bro. And he can run the ball, too, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like the Colts got a nice receiver over there I like, though.
Pittman.
Yeah, Pittman, he nice. I like
him.
Yeah,
he helped me on fantasy. Appreciate you. Boy.
He worked hard. Yeah,
man,
he know everything. Yeah, I'm like, he know the player for us.
They franchise tag that boy.
Yeah.
He won his championship this year, but he came in here walking like he was fucking
Oh, yeah, man. He going to be good, though, man. I feel like he's going
to
be good.
I just want to touch on that.
I like this question. First of all, the city will always love you.
Appreciate
what is your best memory as a Dolphin and in the city of Miami? That's a great question.
Let me see. As a Dolphin, probably, man, just the history around it. Mm. Miami, like meeting Dan Marino every day, seeing him, talking to him. Mm. I get to talk to Sam Madison, you know, a Dolphin legend, though.
Mm.
Sam Madison and Patrick Surtain, like, it was cool, man. And it's just like my favorite memory as a Dolphin, like, I feel like a game perspective, it was the night we beat the Patriots. That Thursday night, I think it was Thursday night or Monday night, that the city went crazy. And we had Jay Cutler as a quarterback.
Man.
He was snapping that night, too.
Man. I remember Jay Cutler. I'm a fan.
Jay Cutler. Yeah, man. But
he was gonna either be amazing.
Yeah.
He was gonna be. Hey, appreciate you, Jay.
Yeah.
It was rough sometimes, but boy, when he was on, he was on
He was on.
It was on and popping when he was on.
Yeah.
Last fan question: what DB you haven't played with would you want to? And what's the DBs over in Minnesota?
Hey, man,
Murphy. Murphy, nice.
Okay, what we talking about?
I liked him. I liked him, especially at AZ, man. Like, he did his thing this year with the Vikings, though. But a cornerback I would want to play with, DB, Stephon Gilmore.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore, man. I like his game. I love his game, man. And he's a vet also, and I can learn some stuff from him.
That leads us into a segue. We already did that top five hardest wide receivers to guard. Let's leave it a segue, though. We got the segue, the prize picks. So this segment right here,
okay,
free money. They're handing it out, prize picks. More or less, well, your prize picks is top five DBs of all time.
I got Champ Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Champ.
Darrell Revis.
Revis Island.
Revis Island.
Mel Blount.
Mel Blount.
Deion Sanders. Prime. I can't beat him up. Prime. I can't beat him up, man. Who else? My favorite DB. Let me see. Damn. I already said Champ, right?
Yep. Champ. Real.
Real.
Prime time.
Prime time. I gotta show love, man. Sam Madison, bro.
Sam Madison, man.
I gotta show love.
When you said. You talked about, you know, playing, you know, with Sam and I mean, not playing, but talking to Sam and Pat Surtain every day. That's kind of what I was envisioning when, you know, you and Ramsey had the opportunity to play together.
Me and Byron first.
Yeah.
Byron Jones first.
You're right. Byron Jones first.
Yeah. Me and Jay.
You're right.
Yeah. They tried to bring it back to history, but man, we probably played like five games together. Man. We had a good relationship, though, and stuff like that, but it was like how the business worked, how everything play out. Then it's like, he started off, you know, ended up getting injured, came back, snapped. And I end up ending the season injured. So it's like we didn't really just get that bun together on the field and stuff like that. But, man, he's a hell of a player, though.
Yeah, but even with that.
Athletic as hell.
Yeah, even with that, after, you know what I'm saying, your situation happened the way it happened. I seen you shot a real Instagram out and said some good things about you. And,
for sure.
You know, wish you well and all that. So he was real G with it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate what y'all did together, and I wish we'd have got a little more with y'all boys.
I wouldn't mind doing it one more year, but man, you know, it's the business side of it, man. You know what it is.
Who are we talking about here?
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen
Ramsey. That was him and Jalen Ramsey together. Just brought me back to the days that we had Pat Surtain and you know Sam Madison together.
Yeah,
that was one of the questions. Actually, they said one of the best duos and cornerback duos in Dolphin history was you and Jalen Ramsey.
Hmm.
That would have been nice to see more of that.
It would have
been nice. That would have been nice. Healthy, too. You know what I'm saying? That's what we missed out. Both of them being healthy at the same time.
Then it's like, bro, our defense took some L's injuries, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just started hitting everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially the outside Phillips, linebacker room.
Chubb. Man, I was.
Van Giegel.
Van Giegel, he got.
Hey, he different though.
He good, huh?
Yeah, bro. I like him.
He flies around, bro.
Bro.
I love his game, bro.
Yeah, he flies around.
He athletic as hell, bro.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier. Like when you go in, you know, into free agency, like it's easy to say you want to go win a championship. So that's why you gotta juggle it, right?
Yeah,
like,
you gotta juggle it, man.
Because you walk into that defense stays healthy, it could be completely different.
Yeah.
But then the offense stays healthy too.
You talking about the Dolphins?
No, anybody. Just any team you go out to free agency, right? Like
when you're close that door.
I know that door shut like the one when you walk in.
Yeah, no bullshit.
I seen the door been closed. They try to leave the door open with a crack and you shut it.
For sure.
But I'm saying like when you go into free agency this summer, like that's what I was talking about. Like you talk about all those injuries. Like that's the one thing in football of all sports you can't control.
You can't control injuries,
man. On paper this offseason, you look at it. That's why you got to juggle the money. Because listen, at the end of the day, all of our professional windows are small.
Yeah.
Right?
Very small.
Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah.
Not many people play 20 years like OG over there.
That's what I'm trying to learn, how he took care of his body, man. That's why I was asking questions before we got on here.
I told you I got out there in Bomberitos. I started training like a football player.
Man.
That was when I changed, like, you know, that's when the pivot came. I told you, the first week of Bomberitos, I couldn't get out of bed.
That's crazy.
I could not get out of bed. That was, you know what I'm saying? So I literally had to think outside the box if I wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying? continue my career, you know what I'm saying, and play at a high level. So,
but you play like that though, aggressive though, man.
Yeah, appreciate like, it, dog.
Dog work in the paint though.
Yeah, yeah. You know we like dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
We love sure. dogs.
Y'all, like dogs. Don't
yeah.
I like them small cane corsos. They're little.
Small. Yeah. He got,
what dog you
many,
like?
How
what
many
big dog you like? I got two.
German Shepherds.
German Shepherds.
Yeah.
They cool.
Yeah, cool.
They cool.
They cool.
Man, hold on.
They
slow. Cool. What?
They cool.
They cool. Yeah, they cool.
Talking about my dog like
they good.
That, man.
They good. They good to play fetch.
Yeah, for real. Bring the ball back.
They good some shit, boy.
They good to play
y'all
fetch.
Got, right. Y'all got two dudes over here, Kane Corso, talking about your Jeremy Shepard. Cute. Okay. We ain't gonna size him up, though. I'll tell you that much. Come on, man. Hit him with some OG
advice. OG advice, man.
We like to have the segment, OGs.
Yeah.
That's really what we did the podcast
this
for.
This is the segment for the OG advice, man. And I'm going to have to keep it A1 playboy. Any athlete out there faced with the decision of getting paid or going to another organization.
Damn, I feel like he's talking to you, Coach.
No, I ain't talking to that
I
man.
I feel like you're talking to him, Coach. It's okay.
Get your money.
Yeah.
OG advice is get your money.
All right.
You'll never be able to make up millions out here.
Mm-mm.
Go get your money.
You can't
if you got
make
an opportunity
up.
To get paid and you've earned it, you got to go get your money while you're healthy, because if the situation is reversed and you get hurt, then nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Mm-mm. So OG advice is business, take your feelings, fuck your feelings, keep business the main thing, and go get your money.
What are they supposed to do with their feelings?
Fuck your feelings, keep business the main thing, and go get your money.
You get your
that's
feelings
what it
involved,
is.
That's
these billion-dollar organizations we talking about, and they talking about millions, they want to now get your money. They got it. If they don't got it, then they'll go find it.
Yeah.
If they don't find it, that means you wasn't important enough to them.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else will give it to you.
Yeah, somebody else will give it
that's
to you.
Your lead advice,
one
man.
Man's trash, another man's treasure.
For real.
What OG told you.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to lie, man. I had an awesome time up here today.
Yeah, appreciate
I appreciate you.
You
coming. I feel like Adam Scheffler, like I dropped that news that you're going to the Vikings. People are going to dig that.
Man, come on with that, man. What you doing, man?
What you talking about?
Yeah, Brian Flores, like I said, that's my guy.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Listen, we like trying Flores. To get that money, dog.
Man,
we just talking
I like him
about
that much,
we
bro.
We need leverage.
Like,
good
I'm
leverage.
Yeah, good leverage.
Just rip the Band-Aid off there and kill it down. The man ain't even left the city yet.
He played for him.
Jeez.
No, we already talking about we closed the door, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We closed when we walked in here.
Yeah.
And I ain't even, like, at the end of the day, like, that's his decision.
Yeah.
I'm just his age, you know what I mean? Like, trying to make it work. But no.
I would love to see the man play for the Texans.
I'm
how about that?
For sure.
I want to see him at home.
Go, like he said, go get it.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're gonna, every decision you're going to do is, you know, weigh it based on winning the Super Bowl, because everybody wants to win one.
Yeah, for sure.
But
that's
small windows, go make the most of it. Compete. Keep your body healthy, man.
Yes,
but it's
sir.
Been a pleasure having you on here, brother.
Man, I appreciate you,
dog. Thank
for
you.
Real.
Yeah. Appreciate you,
appreciate
my
it,
brother.
Bro.
Thank
and
you.
And y'all ain't going to call my German Shepherd cute no more.
Go fetch. Go fetch.
You got to get a cane corso, man.
OG's out. Tune in Tuesday, man.
Yeah, appreciate you.